This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson. Fax is 989-463-2249. Regarding Donald, middle initial L like Larry, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 8-15 of 1950. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Brown with hypertension and history of hypokalemia. Currently, potassium levels are normal, though, with his current medication regime. Also, edema of the lower extremities requiring diuretic use. The patient has been feeling well since his last visit of January 10th of this year. His weight is up 3 pounds in 6 months, and he is trying to restrict caloric intake to help lose weight instead. His edema is minimal currently. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Edema is stable and minimal. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The metolazone 2.5 milligram is one tablet twice a week, one on Tuesday, one on Fridays. Potassium chloride 20 mil equivalent is 60 mil equivalent daily. He does follow a fluid restriction of 56 ounces in 24 hours. He's also on aldactone 50 milligram daily. And Lasix, 40 milligram in the morning and 20 milligram in the evening. Physical exam, the patient appears alert and oriented. Color is good. He's in no distress on video monitor. Weight is 252 pounds and blood pressure 134 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 8th. Of 2022, his creatinine is stable at 1.2. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. His calcium is 10.3. Albumin is 5. Sodium 138. Potassium is 3.7. Carbon dioxide 30. Phosphorus 4.1. Hemoglobin 15.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: hypertension well controlled. Chronic edema of the lower extremities, currently minimal. History of hypokalemia, but currently normal potassium levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow his fluid restriction, 56 ounces in 24 hours, and a low-salt diet. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.